This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tickets to Denver, please.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for the all-day fresh-cooked prime rib roast. Fantastic at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Share with your grandmother, Andy. Bucket of ice.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's in Beverly Hills. Ted Bell joins us, and I know you're ready to catch a plane, Ted, and I appreciate you being on the air with us about women's safety. I know that you are on the council there of women's safety in Beverly Hills.
Phil, just not to interrupt you, but...
No, go ahead.
The reason that I feel it's necessary is I think women need to be careful. They go into areas, a lot of women will need, they need to be mindful of dangerous areas, and I know it's a matter of perhaps comfort that a lot of women will just unthinkingly step into a situation that might be dangerous for them. I have a wife. I know many of your listeners have wives and daughters, and I think it's important that we educate women here. The year 2004 is going to be the safety of our mothers and our daughters. We're going to be focusing on that.
My wife, for instance, walked into a darkened parking garage in Sacramento one night after walking three blocks to her car at about 9 o'clock at night. I told her she was crazy, and she didn't quite. She said she was safe.
They always think that they can go into a situation. A lot of women think they can go into a situation that would make most men cringe. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, and it was something that happened, involved me personally, and I am still shaking from the experience. And yesterday, I was turning into the valet park over at the Ivy Restaurant in Beverly Hills. I had a lunch date with Hal Slayton, who is, he wants me to come on board to executive produce a new independent film, and I said, you know, whatever I can do, Hal. And as I was swinging in, I saw a car back out, so I needed both hands on the wheel. Now, I'm swinging in, so I flicked the cigarette butt I was smoking. I was flicking a cigarette, and I flicked it outside the window. I had it in my left hand, and by flicking the cigarette, I had both hands free. And I pull up to the valet. Now, here's what I'm talking about. When you see a woman enter a dangerous area where she could get herself killed, as a man, you almost want to shake some sense to her. Now, here comes this woman out of a van that was behind me on Robertson. And you got to hear this. Please hear what I'm saying, especially the ladies. She came up to me. She screamed at me about dirtying the sidewalk with the cigarette butt. Just the memory of it.
Well, this shook you up, didn't it?
It really did. She picked up the cigarette butt and she flicked it back into my car. I could have been blinded for life with a hot cigarette butt. It dropped hot ash all over the passenger seat. It hit the floorboard. I was trying to pick this thing up. All the while, I'm stunned. Now, this is an example of why women are getting raped, why they're getting assaulted, why they're getting kidnapped and even killed. They are blind to the fact that what they're doing is dangerous.
You were confronted by an angry woman.
Yes.
And she took exception to you pitching a cigarette through the window. But you say, so you threw a cigarette out and she was angry at that.
But no, she was screaming at me. You understand what she was saying. She had thrown the cigarette butt back through the car window of my car. Now, you need to know something. And I think this will help. I think when I say this, a lot of my listeners will understand if they don't already. I was driving at the time an investment for me. It's one of my favorite cars. It's a Ferrari 456 GT. This is an oxblood interior, bone white, mahogany paneling. And it's a beautiful car. And this woman threw a cigarette butt into that car.
But, okay, and I understand the value of the car, but you had pitched it out into the street.
No, you're missing the point.
I'm not saying that she was right in picking it up and throwing it back into your car.
I was driving a Ferrari 456 GT, and this thing picks up a cigarette butt off the street and throws it back into my car. Now, I could have taken her apart, but she's a woman, I'm a man, and if I hadn't been a gentleman, I would have pulled the battery out of my car and given her face a wash with battery acid.
Oh, God, Ted, I mean...
No, but Phil, understand, I'm a gentleman, I didn't do that. because she's a woman, otherwise I would have ripped her apart. Now, this is what I'm talking about. If you're a woman and you take a cigarette and you flick it through the window of a Ferrari, I would have taken her apart had she, were I not a gentleman. And this is the dangerous...
No, wait. All right. Ted Bell joins us, by the way, folks.
This is dangerous, Phil.
No, I know. Ted Bell is with us. He's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. We're talking about women's safety. You flicked a cigarette out onto the street. She picked it up, threw it into your car. I'm not saying she was right.
No, she wasn't right. She could have gotten herself killed. She could have been ripped apart. I would have taken her apart were I not a gentleman. You see how she stumbled into a dangerous situation and she could have been killed?
No, Ted, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You took a lit cigarette that you were smoking...
Why does this come back on me? I understand what you're saying, but this doesn't come back on me.
I just want to be clear. You threw the cigarette out, she picked it up, and was obviously angry at you, I guess, for doing that.
Okay, but I don't know the point you're trying to make.
I'm just saying, she threw the cigarette back in your car, it burned the leather on your... I understand a Ferrari 456 is a very rare car, it's a beautiful car, and so you have no culpability.
Phil, as I don't understand what you're saying.
What if a man had done it?
I'm sorry?
What if a man had done that instead of a woman?
I would have ripped him apart. A Ferrari 456, there's 15 of them in the world. And the only...
I understand the rarity of the car. Okay. All right, let me give my phone number out, Ted.
Plane has been delayed, Phil, so I can hang with you.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about the relative safety of women in our urban environment. He's using as an example a woman yesterday who picked up a cigarette butt off the street that Ted had tossed into the street and threw it back into his car. What did she say?
Well, she was screaming at her. I mean, she said to me something like, you know, why don't you dirty up your own house? Or I forget what she said. It's beside the point.
Well, what did you do?
I'm sorry?
What did you do when she threw that? You said if you hadn't been a gentleman, you would have torn her apart.
Oh, without question.
If it had been a man, you would have attacked him.
I would have ripped him to shreds. I would have made his mother wish he was never born. You threw a cigarette butt into my car? Brother, you had...
And never mind the fact that you threw it out onto the street.
Phil, let me explain something to you. I'm Ted Bell. I built one of the most successful restaurants in Beverly Hills. We have the other new location, by the way. Honolulu has just opened up. I'm a success, and plus the Walnut Creek and our Georgetown location.
Yeah, I know where all of them are.
All right. I'm a successful businessman, and I'm a little perplexed and frustrated that you don't seem to have the... Forgive me, Phil, but you don't seem to have the brains to understand what I'm saying. I pitched a cigarette butt out onto the street so I could put two hands on the wheel of my car and avoid hitting, and it turned out to be Steve Levitan's Mercedes, and if you don't know who he is... he's one of the hottest producers in town. Okay?
All right, I understand.
All right, so I could have rear-ended his car. I had to grab the car. And then if I'd hit him, I would have had to have sued him and on and on. And this whore picks it up off the street and throws it...
Now, you said she had two kids in the car?
She had something in the car. I think what I saw was a car seat with something in it, yeah.
And this whore?
Okay. I'm Ted Bell. I built one of the most successful...
I know, restaurants in Beverly Hills.
I don't want to be preempted here, Phil. What I'm trying to tell the ladies is this. Ladies, when you walk into a situation, size up the situation first, okay? If you pick up a cigarette butt, for instance, and pitch it in... Some guys may not mind it. Some guys may think that it's wrong. But if you pick up a cigarette butt and throw it into my car... What I was thinking of doing was pinning her hand on the fender, taking the crowbar out of the trunk of my car, and breaking every bone in her hand. But I'm a gentleman, and I don't do that. And I resent the fact that...
You're talking about giving her an acid wash with battery acid and...
For throwing a cigarette butt into my car?
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, how dare she dirty the car and... And it simply boggles my mind as to why these women keep putting themselves in danger. We must have a generation of some of the stupidest women in the history of the United States of America.
All right, let me go over here to Corey. Corey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, man, this is just killing me. I can't even believe this. How dare you call yourself a gentleman? First of all, if you're so worried about your car, don't smoke in it. Secondly, how dare you call yourself a gentleman?
Don't tell me what to do with my car.
When
that's
you're
my
littering
car.
My street. How
your
dare
street?
You?
Wait a minute.
You call yourself a gentleman?
Yes,
a gentleman
I am.
Wouldn't even be having thoughts like that. You're no gentleman.
Why am I not a gentleman? If
how
I
dare you? It's okay for you to smoke. You're
smoking in my car.
Why are you smoking in it in the first place?
First of all, that's none of your business.
You
I'm smoking in my car.
You're a litter bug?
Hey, look at this.
That doesn't work.
She's
for
one
me.
Of these Nazis that thinks that I can't smoke in my own car. Get a load of that.
Well, wait a minute. All right.
No,
forget about
no,
whether
that's
you smoke.
Not what I said.
Yeah, okay.
Sig
Heil. Sig Heil.
If you're worried about smoking in your, if you're worried about ruining your car, don't smoke in
it. Ma'am, can I make a point?
The smoke damage is way worse than any bird hole in your stupid leather seat.
What about that? What about the smoke damage to the car?
Considered a gentleman. Act like one.
What about the smoke? What about the smoke damage to the car, Ted? That's a good point.
First of all, cigarette smoke in an automobile smells mixed with leather is a very desirable smell. It smells like a den. It is a very desirable. Ask it. Well, you know what? If you don't want to drive a Ferrari, that's your business, okay? But the 456 GT is one of the most fantastic.
No, I don't care about what the car is.
First of all,
it doesn't matter what the car is. You are no gentleman. A gentleman,
I'm not a gentleman.
Litter in the first place.
I could have taken her apart.
Habit, and why should the taxpayers pay to pick your stupid cigarette
you
butt
know,
off the street?
I resent,
that's
I resent,
the point.
Mr. Henry, I resent you having people call this show just to argue with me.
I haven't had anybody call this show.
Well, I think you've stacked some ringers.
No, do I know you, ma'am? Ma'am? Corey. She's gone. All right, I don't know any of these people that are calling.
Well, I resent the fact that right out of the box, you got a woman calling who doesn't understand as of what it would be like. That woman threw a cigarette into my car. She is lucky she has two legs that are the same length today, because I'll tell you what, she almost lost a foot. What she did to me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are women safe on our streets? Ted Bell advises women not to walk into dangerous situations, but the situation he's bringing up here is that a woman threw a cigarette butt into his car after he'd pitched it out onto the street. She picked it up and threw it back in. And he said if he hadn't been a gentleman, he would have given her face an acid wash. I mean, that's bizarre. And then said that she'd lose a foot and that he'd break her hands with a crowbar. And, you know, Ted, all of these...
I really resent you making me sound like a psychopath, Phil. I said if I wasn't a gentleman, I'd do that. Did I do it?
Ted.
Did I do it?
No, of course you didn't.
Then please don't make it sound like I did.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Ted Bell. I'm flying to Mexico for the next couple of days, but when I come back, I hope that we are going to have an outstanding appearance.
Here at Ted's.
Ted, we lost connection there. If you want to make the pitch again.
You're saying that we're going to be bringing back some seafood from Mexico.
All right, Ted Bell is with us, 1-800-449-8686. You pitched a cigarette butt out onto the street in front of the Ivy restaurant. A woman didn't like it, picked it up, and threw it back into your car, and you're saying she put herself in a dangerous position, right?
Absolutely. See, ladies, what I'm trying to say to you is this. Don't think that you're going to walk up to a man and challenge him because he may rip you to shreds. Now, understand, Phil, that by virtue of the fact that I'm a man, I'm stronger than a woman. That's number one. Because I'm stronger than a woman, I can do serious physical damage to her. It's only because I'm a gentleman that that woman is still walking around with her nose not completely, crooked. And her eyes...
All right, you're saying you would have beaten the hell out of her had it been a man.
Oh, absolutely. No man was going to pick up a cigarette butt and throw it into my car. And I would have caught. See, the problem with that woman and the problem with a lot of women who will challenge men like that is they hate men. And I find this time and again in my travels, I find that a lot of women just flat hate men. And so they will challenge men, and they will bother them, and they will do things that make them angry. And when you do that, you know...
All right, I got to get a direct answer. You threw the cigarette butt out onto the street.
Yes.
You don't deny that?
I don't deny it.
And that's okay with you?
Who am I going to hurt? Who's it burning down?
It's littering. There's a $500 fine against littering. There's a $500 fine against...
Look, you know, if I hit that car, if I hit Levitan's car, then what we're talking about, I got to sue him.
Right. I don't know what you mean if you hit his car.
Because I had to take that. I needed two hands.
So you throw a cigarette butt out into the street?
Yes. Look at Phil. There's nothing's going to burn down. This thing about throwing cigarettes out into the street is way overrated. I think that, first of all, a lot of the non-smoking people who are like nothing less than fascists, if this was Germany, those same people that are against smokers would be poking and prodding Jews into cattle cars. There's no difference. And so when I stand up to them, of course, I'm a bad guy.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Jews into cattle cars, huh?
Absolutely.
Tabitha, go ahead.
The gentleman that you've got on the air, he's not making his point really clear. You're coming across as being kind of a pig about this.
What do you mean a pig?
Well, just the way that you're projecting yourself. You know, if you're saying that if it was a man, you would have beat him to a pulp or whatever.
Well, of course. I
and
mean,
you
I,
being
I,
a gentleman, you didn't act upon what you really wanted to do.
Yes.
But it's the way that you're making your point. You're coming across as being like a chauvinist.
I don't know what you mean. The woman, I could have beaten her to death with a baseball bat, which I keep in the back of my car. But I didn't because I'm a gentleman.
Okay, but you're not making your point across.
My point is this. Just because I throw a cigarette out onto the street doesn't mean if you're a woman, you're safe in picking it up and throwing it back in my car. Women are weaker than men. That's number one.
Right.
And so if you challenge a man, you're probably going to get beaten up pretty bad. So that's my main point.
But you say you're going to beat some guy to death. If he confronts you, so everybody is...
Well, I mean, a man is... at least I'll talk it out with the man.
Why would you talk it out with him?
I think that in that... you don't know if the guy may be stronger than me.
So in other words, anybody you can beat up...
No, Phil, you're making me sound like a bully.
No, that's exactly what you sound like. Anybody you can beat up, you'll beat up. And if the guy's bigger than you, you'll talk it out.
No, look, I'm Ted Bell. No one throws a cigarette butt into the back of a
Ferrari 456 GT. I got it.
Mr. Bell, you keep throwing that. Your
I'm
name.
I'm Ted Bell. I have every right to...
It doesn't matter whether you're Ted Bell or not.
Don't you
think... You're making that you're better than anybody else.
Don't
you
think...
you drive a Fiari that there's only 15 in the world.
Don't you think that the people I employ in this town, I have a right to throw cigarette butts out onto the street and garbage in the street?
No, sir.
I employ a lot of people.
It
no, of course
matter.
You
it's
don't.
The ethics of the thing.
Right. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the line with us. The thing that you said, Ted, that I think kind of belies something here is that if it's a man, you wouldn't go after him.
No. I mean, I would at least talk about it because there are things that men understand. That
yeah. What you're afraid of is the guy's going to beat you up, but the woman won't.
No. You can't talk to women. The only many times they are asking for it. They want it. Take a cigarette butt and throw it into my Ferrari, and you want to have one leg shorter than the other. You want to have a steel plate in your head, if you're a woman. But I'm a gentleman, so I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, huh? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Say, stroller. Well, if the woman...
If the woman was pushing a stroller and the cigarette butt hit her kid?
I have no way of knowing that that's true. She claims that the cigarette butt went down a jumper that the child was wearing. But I think that it is very typical of women to automatically hold their kid up and say, well, you know, you hurt my kid, before they do something stupid, like walk into a buzzsaw, which this woman almost did.
We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He flicked a cigarette out onto the street. I thought this was about women's safety. I thought
it absolutely is about women's safety.
Well, so far what you're saying is, here, ladies, you want to be safe? Don't throw a cigarette butt. Don't throw a cigarette butt into Ted Bell's Ferrari.
Well, if you think it's funny, I can tell you that that woman who threw that cigarette butt into my car, I told her if I ever saw her again, I would mess her face up. But because she's a woman, I'd let her go that time.
You'd mess her face up, you'd acid wash her face, you'd break her hands with a crowbar, you'd have one leg shorter than the other, but you're a gentleman.
Yes. I don't understand.
Don't you think there's something unusual about a man that can think up things like this?
Think up? You know the problem with you, Henry, is you're politically correct. You know, there's a lot of...
I don't go down that politically correct thing.
No, you're politically correct. There's a lot of things that you don't think should be said. And I don't think that it's necessarily wrong of a man to say to a woman, look, stay out of dangerous situations. And for the women listening to your program, one of the dangerous situations they should avoid is pissing me off. I'm Ted Bell. I built...
Ted's of Beverly Hills, right. 1-800-449...
And I don't appreciate being preempted, Bill.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. If you see somebody throw a cigarette butt out the window, what's your first instinct? To pick it up and throw it back in? Anyway, here is Diane. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Diane.
Hi. I just got to say, Mr. Bell, that you are really a jerk. I agree with you that the woman was wrong to throw the cigarette into your car, but if you don't... You just make yourself
you got your radio
sound
turned
so
up, ma'am?
Stupid. Just because you're Ted Bell doesn't
wait.
You the right to throw a cigarette on the floor.
But what does she get? She's throwing it into my car.
Just because you employ a lot of people doesn't give you the right to litter.
I paid $50 to have my car parked by that valet. That means in other words, I don't get to throw a cigarette butt out?
No, you should never throw a cigarette butt out the window, no matter where you are. And if you're so concerned about your car, you shouldn't be smoking in it.
Let me ask you a question, Ted. Why didn't you put the cigarette out in the ashtray?
Because I had about $2 worth of change in there. I didn't want to put ashes in the change.
No, you didn't want to put the cigarette out in your car because you didn't want to dirty the ashtray.
Look, Diane, I give a lot of money to the community. The cops are not going to ticket me for littering, okay? That's never going to happen. The Beverly Hills cops are never going to ticket me for littering.
Oh, my God. You just sound like such an idiot.
Why? Because I happen to evaluate for our...
You just think you're better than everybody else.
Look, I'm Ted Bell.
I know that you're Ted Bell.
You've said that a million times. All know that you're Ted Bell, and
you
employ a lot of people.
Did you ever see the film Lethal Weapon?
Yes.
All right. There isn't a cop in the Beverly Hills Police Department with balls big enough to ticket me.
Let's not talk about movies,
okay?
Let's not talk about movies.
I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen. And ever since this show Alias with Jennifer Garner went on the air, women think they've got all this power and they can kick ass on men.
Mr. Bell, why women aren't safe? Women aren't safe because of men like you.
No, women aren't safe because they've been doing stupid things.
Look,
I'm not going to disagree.
Everybody is agreeing that the lady did something dumb by flicking the cigarette back at... You can get yourself killed. You're right. You do that to the wrong guy, he's going to pull a gun, he's going to pull a knife, he'll do something, okay? And maybe she is right. Maybe she's lucky that she ran into you. You still got some pretty psycho thoughts, and the fact that you're littering...
Okay, so it's all about me. After the two of you agree that the woman was way off base, it's all about me. Well,
You were both wrong.
Women should maybe spend a little more time raising their kids properly instead of looking around for...
Oh, my God, you are a male chauvinist pig.
No, can I ask you a question? What's she doing on her hands and knees looking for butts to smoke? What is that about?
I don't think that's what she was doing.
You said...
She got mad that you threw a cigarette butt out, and I didn't hear about whether you hit her child in a stroller or something. If you did, that makes it even worse.
The cigarette butt apparently went down the kid's jumper.
That's what she claimed.
That's pretty serious.
Well, there was a fire in the stroller.
What do you mean a fire in the stroller?
Oh, my God.
All I'm saying... Let me ask you something, Diane. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm over 40.
Well, you sound attractive. I'd like to invite you to Ted's of Beverly Hills for the filet mignon.
That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you. Right. But you're changing the subject now.
Well,
let me tell you something, Mr. Bell. If you threw a cigarette butt that landed in my child's stroller, you'd be in court. I'd be suing you. You wouldn't have to worry about suing the guy whose car you hit.
Wait a minute. How do you know you'd make it to court? I'd take you apart with my bare hands.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. You are an animal.
And her kid looks like he would have been improved with a few burn marks.
All right, ma'am, I know you're kidding, right?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
Thank you very much.
You need help. You need help. You
need
help.
Yeah, I do need help, and we took out an ad for busboys yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. Haven't you got to get that plane?
No, hold on for a minute. Jack, when's the plane leave? Wait, why aren't we in a first-class lounge? GD, those sons of bitches.
Okay, do you have to leave?
No, yeah, well, I was going to leave. The plane's been delayed a half hour because the weather back east sucks ass. What? United Airlines.
All right, Ted, I want to thank you for being on the show and talking to us. What are you doing?
Threw a cigarette butt at me. I'll take the whore apart.
All right, thanks, Ted, for being on our show and talking to us about the safety of women. I guess the moral of the story... Will you hang the phone up or something? The moral of the story is, if you're a woman and you want to be safe, stay away from Ted.